The Tibetan Community are celebrating sports and culture at the 14th Tibetan Unity Cup, hosted in Newcastle this week. The aim is to bond with other Tibetans across Australia and to keep their culture alive. According to the Settlement Council of Australia, around 2,500 Tibetans live across the country, with most living in New South Wales and Victoria. The Wise Eduardo Jordan asked student and event participant Tenzin Gangla to explain more about the Unity Cup.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to. So yeah, obviously this is the 14th one. It's been running since about 2009. What it is just every year during Easter time or a week before or after, Tibetans from all over Australia get together throughout the ages from about 16 to about 35 we've got. We've got about nearly 160 athletes. We all come together and congregate in one city, and we'll just hold a 3 to 4 day soccer and basketball tournament.
Now, how big is the Tibetan community in Australia, and how important is this cup to keep Tibetan culture alive?
Australia has one of the biggest Tibetan communities after, obviously, Europe and America. So there is a fair few Tibetans here. Only problem is we are very spread out from Newcastle to Sydney to Melbourne, Canberra, Brisbane. We're all over the place. So this is a once every year opportunity where we can all congregate together and build, you know, friendships and just create that sense of connectedness between each other.
What are some of the sports and the cultural activities the Cup has this year?
Mainly every year it is a soccer and basketball tournament. This year and previous years, to promote female participation, we have started a female basketball tournament as well. In the future, if there are enough participation levels, we may be thinking about starting a female soccer league as well. Currently, it is males basketball and soccer and females basketball.
Now, you mentioned that you're in Newcastle. How has the people in Newcastle received this event so far? And what have you or your friends heard about, you know, the feedback from the community?
Obviously, the Tibetan community, we are a very close, tight-knit group. Every year, the Unity Cup travels from one place to another. This year, it's at Newcastle. Previous years, we've been at Melbourne, Canberra, Sydney. And yeah, because of our tight-knitness, the community is very happy to host down here. Obviously, we are also very good friends with the communities all over Australia as well. So once again, it's just a good chance to get together and have fun.
Now, as you mentioned, the Tibetan community is widespread across Australia, but also it's very close together and all that. What would you like to say to all those multicultural communities about keeping culture alive?
It is very important. Obviously, for us, being our parents being political prisoners, we don't have the first-hand experience of what they went through. But because of our proficiency in this language that our parents may not have, we see it as our duty to kind of continue and pass on those stories to the future generations and to other people who may not have as well of an understanding towards the situation. And yeah, it's just very important for all religions, I'd say, just to keep their cultures going, pass it on to the youth and so on and so forth.
And where can we get more information about, you know, the Tibetan Unity Cup? Where are you gathering for the last, for the next weekend? I understand it finishes this weekend. Where can we get more information?
For more information, you can follow the Tibetan Community of Newcastle on Instagram and Facebook. You can also follow the Australia-Tibet Council for further Tibetan-related topics here in Australia as well. For all who would like to attend, I know that there is only a couple more days left, but if you're close by to Newcastle and you want to check it out, you're more than welcome to.
That was student Tenzin Gangla speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.